Moncrief on News Talk.
Well, now, many people are naturists and derive enjoyment from being naked, and the vast majority of us have to keep our homes clean. So Laura Smith has combined these two things into a business. Naturist Cleaners UK offers people the opportunity to have a naked person come to clean your house. And Laura joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So could you explain for us how your service works?
We are a domestic cleaning company, and we do cleaning, but the twist is here that we do clean in nude. So idea of this business came from one local naturist who was looking for cleaner, and who the cleaner who doesn't mind his lifestyle as a nudist, and that's how all rolled, and that's how we started.
And the people who you employ to do this cleaning, are they necessarily naturists, or it's just because they get paid more?
It's been 4 years now since we started and developed this cleaning business. So I would say variety. We have lots of moms who can't come back to work and they need, you know, support their family. We have older generation students. We have variety of professions, to be honest, and people who are very confident in their own body and skin, and they, you know, they don't mind being around naturists. So I would say, yeah, variety of people, not necessary for the payment, because, you know, if you don't enjoy, and if you're shy or if you're not comfortable being nude, I don't think so, you know, it will be priced or the tax that they would say, oh, yes, I want to do this job just because it's higher salary.
And is it all women that you employ?
No, we employ both, but bigger demand is for females. I think simply because it's very easy, light domestic cleaning. We don't do heavy cleaning tasks like, you know, some higher level equipment. So I think, you know, it's just like simply dusting, hoovering, mopping, tidying up houses and keep them clean. And now with COVID, so we have, you know, just make sure it's high standard cleaning, but not heavy cleaning. So no, yeah, bigger demand is for female cleaners. And also I think security and safety aspect.
Right. Okay. But the people who employ your cleaners, are they predominantly men?
Not necessary again. We had some clients who are female. They were looking for female cleaners. Some clients, they male and they're looking for female or male, you know. So we, again, it's variety, but bigger demand again, it would be for female cleaners, and the clients, majority of clients, I would say, yeah, will be, well, both actually, but I think majority of all clients would be male. Who's looking for female cleaner?
Yeah. And do you get the sense that the people who use your services, that they are naturists, or perhaps there may be some other reason why they want to see naked people cleaning in their house?
I never ask other reason, but we make sure they understand the rules of booking the service. So it's very important they respect our rules. They don't cross any boundaries. They keep the safety of our cleaners. And yeah, they have to respect them as a person, as a cleaner. So we don't offer anything else.
Sure.
So it's not in description. So we don't ask the reason they want to book, but they, you know, they need for cleaning, and we provide cleaning service, and that's it. You know, we never say anything else apart, you know, what we offer.
Oh no, there's absolutely no touching. You're very clear about that. Is there watching,
correct,
though? Are the clients allowed to watch your cleaners?
Well, it's not a show, so we don't invite them to watch, but they allow to be at home while the cleaner is cleaning. They also allow to be nude as a naturist if that's their lifestyle and they prefer to be nude. Some people, you know, they're shy or they want to, you know, just first step till they introduce themselves and they walk around and shows where the rooms are and what they need to clean. They may wear some clothes and then initially they undress and have all this new level experience of having nude cleaning service.
Yes, indeed. And it does say on your websites that if a client gets too excited, that your staff will remain professional and understanding. Does that happen a lot? That perhaps, I assume it's some
it
of the male
happen.
Clients.
So that's why, you know, we had some questions. So that's why we put there, you know, in case people wonder what happened if I have excitement and, you know, and do I need to leave room? So first rule is no. So if that happens, if our cleaner feels uncomfortable and ideally, yes, it would need to have a break and let's say, you know, come back to the room once that excitement is over. But we don't cause it and we don't, you know, try to cause it. But if it happens naturally, as we say, yes, we understand it's in nature. It could happen, you know, it could happen anywhere. But it's a control. We're all smart people now. We're not animals. So I think we can control those emotions.
Well, indeed. But generally speaking, people don't get sexually excited when they see hoovering happening. There may be some other factor involved, I suspect.
I don't understand. Sorry, what do you mean?
Okay, if I'm watching somebody hoovering, I probably wouldn't find it erotic. If I see a naked person hoovering, it's probably more likely to be erotic.
Well, again, nature is the nudism. It's slightly different from sexy cleaning where they come in underwear and all the outfits. And I think being nude, it's very natural as you go to shower. You wouldn't necessarily feel sexy in that way. So we don't try. That's why, you know, some clients, they ask, oh, could they bring some outfits or wear something? We say no, simply because sometimes clothes gives that sexuality to person, if that makes sense, where nude body, you know, despite of any shapes, we don't necessarily looking just for, what do you say, 60, 90, 60 figures, right? So, you know, we're looking for people who's happy to be nude, who understands the nature of naturism, and that's, you know, all. This service is all about that, about freedom and understanding different personalities and different lifestyles.
Do you do ironing? Because I would imagine if you're naked and ironing, that might be a bit dangerous.
We do ironing and, you know, again, we have safety, we have distance from the iron board. And, you know, it's any task could be dangerous, but not as hazardous. So we don't, the only thing what we don't do, use strong chemicals, so we can't clean like oven, for example, or take rubbish outside or window cleaning. So, you know, we do certain tasks. Most of, you know, any domestic cleaning task, they're okay for us to clean in nude, including ironing. We just have to be careful.
Yeah. And you are operating at the moment during COVID, is that right?
We open for most of regular bookings, for regular clients who knows us and who likes to keep and continue. We added different safety measures like wearing gloves, wearing masks, washing hands, keeping the distance. So, you know, where before maybe, you know, you can stay in the same room and slightly close, it depends on the space. But now strictly, you know, they have to keep the distance. So we know we can protect our cleaners and can protect the clients. But we are open, yes, we are open.
Right, okay. So now they wear gloves and masks and nothing else?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I just wanted to fix that image in my head. Yes. Laura Smith is founder of Naturist Cleaners UK. Laura, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Moncrief on News Talk.